Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love.
Little Robert Creed bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you go to my website when you get a chance, and we'll follow you home. If you find something you like there, if you find somebody, if you like Doug Tatum's work, the things that he does on our show, you can tell us you like his stuff, and we'll follow you home with it next time he's on, this time and next time. And we got lots of ways to stay in touch with you right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and lots of information. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Doug Tatum is our guest. Doug is our good friend and the professor of entrepreneurship at MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University, the author of No Man's Land, the chairman of a new organization. Can you say the name of the organization?
Not yet, because okay. We're promising that we got to wait till the press release this week.
We're scooping this, folks, and so I've agreed. I'm all allowed, Doug, to, you know, we're so thankful that he's given us some of this information in advance of everybody else, and we appreciate that. So we're not going to push him too hard on this. Doug, one of the things I want to do, though, I want to talk about your methodology. Folks, what he's going to be doing is he's going to be taking some of the research that's been collected and processing it into usable information to create a sort of a job predictor, some reports on that. Now, and Doug, you said it a minute ago that for example, one of the things he studied was the end of the 90s, right? The last 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and all the way into 2000, 2001. I want to give you a warning. Be mm-hmm. careful with that set of numbers. Because in those days, I was reporting on the economy quite a bit in those days, 98, 7, 8, 9, and so on and so forth. And the economists that were on my show in those days, including at least one member of the Fed, said on my show that we are in a period of overemployment. We actually had more people employed than we probably should have had employed because of the dot-bomb era. So be careful about those days and using that as a model for future reference. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's a couple of misunderstandings out there in the political set and the traditional economic set, and I hope this data will readjust that thinking. First of all, there's we go back 15 years, so we're going to be looking at it over a much longer period of time than just the peak of the dot-com bubble for the reason you suggested. But there's this misunderstanding that the economy is driven and job growth is driven by high-tech firms, and that's just simply not the case. What you find is that there are companies such as your listeners in every industry in the country that all of a sudden create a unique value proposition and then jump ahead of their competitors and start growing. And once they crest that 100 employee mark, they really hit into a turbocharge. The super gazelles, if you will, that I refer to in the book that I wrote. But the reality of it is that Washington tends to take a top-down kind of approach at looking at where jobs come from, and you cannot pick winners.
Mm-hmm. But that's what it's what the administration wants to do right now, especially green winners. They love green winners.
Yeah,
that's a mistake.
Jim, it's a mistake, and I tell you what, the other thing, I was just on the phone. Actually, I spent the weekend with a chief credit officer of a major multi-bank holding company. And I have got to tell you that the capital gap is worse than it ever has been since I started testifying about it in Congress 8, 9 years ago.
You didn't say anything that surprises my audience. I can tell you that right now.
Well, it's a shame because what you've got is we're going to have a generation of business people facing a regulatory environment and a generation of bankers who have gotten spanked.
Yeah.
For the last 3 to 4 years, for the loans that they've made, and it's going to have terrible consequences to the ability of companies to get capital and grow.
Exactly. Now, here's an interesting scenario, Doug. I'm gonna lay it out here, and you tell me if you agree with me or not. The companies that you're talking about are not going to fail. They're going to survive because they figured out how to survive on what they got coming in, and they know how many people they need. They know how far to grow. They know when to add leverage and how much, and it's not very much. So the companies are not going to be hurting. They're going to be okay because they've come through this great recession.
No, it's the employees that they could hire.
Well,
that's
the point. But the growth opportunity, the companies are going to be okay. The economy is not. And that's my point.
Well, I have made the comment, and I'm not making this as an economist. I'm making this as a guy that's been a chief financial officer for 20 years and managed the largest firm of its kind for 15 of that of chief financial officers. And my anecdotal observations are that because of the capital gap, because of the technology improvements, what you're going to end up having is companies do quite well, but we're going to have a real stubborn employment problem
for a long time because of the capital gap and structural unemployment, the people who aren't qualified.
Correct. And so what we also tend to do, you remember I had a diagram that said that to a small business guy, the hiring somebody is the capital market equivalent of borrowing, like a $50,000
right.
employee is like
That's
borrowing
exactly right.
$300,000.
And Doug, our research that we report on from your old organization Tatum and also from the NFIB shows that small business owners are not borrowing money. Even the strong ones who can grow, they're not borrowing money.
Yeah.
Even when money's available, they're not borrowing money. Right back after these messages. Hold on, Doug. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Doug. He's got a lot more to teach us after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.